are Locked On Brewers, your daily Milwaukee Brewers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey, and welcome back to Locked On Brewers, brought to you by the Locked On Podcast Network, where we talk about your favorite teams every day. I'm your host, Jake Mastriani. You can follow me on Twitter at shortstopball. Check out my bio there to see everywhere I am covering the game of baseball. Also joining me is my co-host, Vinny Rutino. You can follow him on Twitter at Vinny Rutino. Also, make sure that you rate, review, and subscribe to the Locked On Brewers podcast, wherever you get your podcasts. And thank you for making Locked On Brewers your first listen every day. We post episodes daily, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, and we are free and available on all platforms. On today's podcast, we're going to be talking about Andy Haynes not coming back, what that looks like for the Brewers going forward, why maybe they made that move. We'll be talking about that a lot on today's podcast. Before we do all of that, let me remind you this episode is brought to you by our friends at rockauto.com. There are so many different makes and models of automobiles these days, it's impossible to stock all the parts your car will ever need in your traditional chain store. So why worry with the hassle of answering a bunch of questions about your car at a chain store and just hoping they have the parts you need when you have the inventory of rockauto.com right there in your pocket? You can pull them up on your cell phone and find any make and model of any kind of auto parts that your car will ever need. There are so many different reasons to maintain your automobile these days, but the biggest one is obviously to save money. So you can spend your money on more important things in life like food or the mortgage. So why would you choose to spend 30, 50, sometimes even 100% more for the exact same auto part at a chain store or new car dealership? They have everything you need from brake parts, tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. So go to rockauto.com right now, see all the parts available for your vehicle, and do us a favor, write Locked On in there, how did you hear about us box, so they know that we sent you amazing selection, reliable low prices, and all the parts your car will ever need at rockauto.com. So Benny, we got our first big news item of the offseason with Andy Haynes, his contract not being renewed for the 2022 season, as was announced on Wednesday. I just got to read through some of the quotes from David Stearns on this. David Stearns says, "This was a very difficult decision that we've grappled with over the past week. Andy is a very good coach, and he contributed to a lot of wins here, and he deserves recognition for that. At the end of the day, we felt like this was the right time to make a change." Stearns added, "I understand everyone wants reasons and rationale. I get it. I'm not going to go into the specifics of that in a public manner. I think we understand what Andy was able to contribute here. We understand his strengths, and that at the end of the day, we really just thought a new voice, a little bit of different framing of message, perhaps a new idea might be beneficial for our group as a whole. This is a really tough position throughout baseball, and we're seeing that with the continued turnover of this position. I think sometimes you get to a point with a particular coach, specifically in hitting, where a fresh perspective is needed." So certainly some interesting thoughts there from David Stearns. Vinny, we've talked about Andy Haynes a lot on the podcast. I know you're a big fan of his. So just tough kind of seeing him get let go, Vinny.
Yeah, I mean, Andy is a guy that is a very passionate baseball guy. He's very invested in these guys' careers, and he is in every single at bat with these guys, and he lives and dies by it, right? So I mean, it's tough to see a guy with that kind of care and passion for the team that you really, really love. And I personally thought, you know, they did a pretty good job under Andy Haynes. It's a tough one. It really is a tough one. And we're not getting much reason, as stated in the article there. And that quote by David Stearns is to the reasons why he was let go. So it just left a little bit wondering what happened there. I also do know it's an extremely difficult position, as Stearns alluded to as well, like in terms of how do you measure how good of a job a hitting coach does? I mean, can't get inside the players' heads whether or not the guy is making an impact. I personally thought he was making an impact. Again, they thought differently, obviously, that they're going in a different direction. Just wonder if it had something to do with, you know, Christian Yelich's struggles. I know Stearns mentioned the article wasn't because of one player. perhaps Keston Hiura. Not real sure exactly what was going on here. The impactful coach, I do know that in a positive way, just in general. So it is tough to see him get let go for me personally. But that's the game. Hitting coaches and managers and everybody in pitching coaches, they're hired only to be fired. That's a kind of a saying in baseball, because everyone is eventually fired, except I guess Joe Torre left on his own terms after a few World Series wins. But
that's how it goes.
So it was like two out of how many coaches and managers over the course of the history of the game. So it is tough, though. I will say it is a tough one.
Yeah, just looking at the numbers from this year, they were 12th in runs, which was the highest total, and that's league-wide. 12th in runs, that was the highest total in the 3 years. Andy Haynes was there. 18th in home run, 4th in walks, but had the 7th most strikeouts and were 27th in average. And I think those were two of the stats that Stearns pointed to, the fact they struck out a lot and didn't hit for a high average. But 14th in on-base percentage, 23rd in slugging, and 20th in OPS. So, you know, back half of the league in most categories, but again, scored a lot of runs, a good bit of runs. But the offense, you know, really struggled out of the gate, and they really took off over the summer once Adames trade was made. But really, you know, middle September through the postseason was just really bad. I mean, one of the worst offenses in baseball. And Vinny, I think that just kind of sticks in the minds of people, of fans. And I personally think that had a lot to do with this decision, because you remember the last thing you saw and this offense just wasn't good to end the year. Vinny was obviously really bad in the postseason. So Vinny, I think that had a lot to play in it as well. Do you agree?
Yeah. I mean, that's what happens. You know, what gets stuck in everybody's mind, just like you said, is what, you know, seeing your star player strike out, pretty embarrassing at bats at the end of the day for Christian Yelich. And so I do think that's kind of what sticks out in everybody's mind. And then everybody in the Twitter world kind of jumps on the bandwagon, you know, a change has to be made, blah, blah, blah. So yeah, I definitely think that was the main factor in this decision.
Yeah. And it's hard to say that you let fans influence your decision. I don't think Stearns did that at all, but there was definitely a large outcry from Brewers fans really all year that have wanted Andy Haynes fired. I disagree with that on, you know, a lot of different levels. I think it's easy to blame a hitting coach when your offense is struggling, and they typically don't get much praise when the offense is going well. You know, I didn't hear everybody praising Andy Haynes when the offense took off in the summertime. So again, it's one of just those thankless jobs in baseball, unfortunately. So yeah, Andy Haynes is gone. We'll not be back next year. We'll take a break and we'll come back and talk about where the Brewers go from here. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Baseball season is in full swing, and you can track all the action at BetOnline. Get all the latest news, odds, and info for all your sporting needs, including MLB, NBA, NHL, and all your UFC MMA action. Before the next pitch, head on over to BetOnline on your laptop or mobile device and check out all the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. This is your chance to get in on the action. Head to the website or use your mobile device and sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit using the promo code LOCKEDON. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. All right, Vinny. So obviously the Brewers will be looking for a hitting coach. I obviously have no idea who that will be. Maybe you have insight. I don't think many people really know where hitting coaches come from or how you make that selection process. But what I wanted to ask of you, Vinny, is, you know, what type of things are you looking for in a hitting coach? You know, somebody who I assume has had, you know, several hitting coaches throughout your career as a player. You know, what types of things are you looking for from a hitting coach?
I mean, it's the hardest job in baseball, right? It might be the hardest job in sports. Because, like you said, it's thankless, first of all. If the team is doing terrible, they blame you. And if the team is really swinging the bats, well, it's the players, not the coach. So it's thankless for one. Two, you got to be a psychologist, number one. You have to really try to understand how these guys tick mentally, because everybody's different. Everyone thinks different. Everyone sees the game a little bit differently. Everyone experiences at bats a little bit differently. Some guys, and then you have to know all the analytics as well, right? Some guys are more prone to, you know, being aggressive. Some guys are a little bit more patient, having to understand everyone's swing as well, the biomechanics. I mean, it now more than ever, it's harder to be a hitting coach. So, but what you're looking for mainly is a psychologist, really. So like a guy that can keep guys confident, even though you know that they're not feeling as such, and knowing when to say the right things, knowing when not to say anything at all. It's very difficult to understand what makes a good hitting coach, but that's the first and foremost thing that I would look for, is to try and get a guy that is able to do that for players. And again, hitting is harder now more than ever for players, right? With all the stuff coming out of the bullpens and stuff coming out of starting pitchers, and pitchers only going a couple times through the order. So yeah, I mean, you got to wear many hats as a hitting coach. Psychologist probably number one on that list for me.
And I don't mean to put you on the spot here, Vinny, but was there a hitting coach throughout your career that really made an impact on you, that really helped push your career?
Jim Scalen was the best hitting coach I ever had. He was the first hitting coordinator for the Brewers when I got signed by the Brewers back in 2003. But Ski was the man. He was that, what I talk about, like the psychology part of it. He was phenomenal at that. He made you feel like you were the best hitter in the world, even though you kind of knew that you stunk a little bit at the time. But yeah, he was phenomenal. He ended up becoming the Brewers major league hitting coach for a couple of years. He's now a scout for the Toronto Blue Jays, phenomenal scout at that. So he really saw the game in a different way, really connected with players. He was the best hitting coach I had.
And Minnie, you can tell me if I'm wrong here, but I feel like with hitting coaches, I feel like not every hitting coach is going to fit every player, every personality, every swing. I mean, every player is so different. Their approach at the plate is so different. Their swings are so different. It's really hard to find a hitting coach that's going to fit all of those needs for every player. So, you know, while you may find a very good hitting coach for Kesson Hira and you get him fixed and that's great, it may not be the best fit for somebody else in the lineup, like Luis Urias. You know, he may take a step back because, you know, he's not exactly meshing with the hitting coach. So again, you can tell me if I'm wrong there, but that's kind of the vibe that I've gotten, you know, hearing different people talk about hitting coaches, that yes, it's a different voice and it's, you know, maybe a new mentality, but that idea, that method of teaching may not work for everybody.
That's really good insight. Absolutely. I mean, I think you saw that this year, you know, like we talked about maybe, I'm not blaming Kesson Hira's struggles on Andy Haynes by any stretch of the imagination. I'm just saying he, it seemed like he couldn't really unlock him or help him find something that was consistent enough to work for him at the plate. But he was able to do that with a number of players this year, right? Luis Urias was headed for AAA before he learned that little lean forward thing that he was doing to get his posture right. And same thing with Jace Peterson, getting his legs into the swing a little bit better, getting that sequence synced up a little bit better. Rowdy Tellez, he got him to be more aggressive. All he did was tell him to be more aggressive and gave him confidence that he's really good at differentiating between ball and strike. So go ahead and be more aggressive. And that's kind of when he started taking off, coinciding with the consistent at-bats as well. But yeah, 100%. I think you find guys that are going to connect with some and really make an impact with some, and some that are not. So that is another reason why it is so difficult. Perhaps I know a number of different teams are toying with some ideas about having multiple hitting coaches and having these guys bounce back between AAA big leagues type of thing, and maybe being assigned to certain players. I don't know. I'm kind of speculating on that last piece, but I think they're going to try and get creative in years to come with what a hitting coach looks like.
Yeah, I kind of like that idea because, like I said, I think not every philosophy of hitting works for every type of hitter. So having different voices to, you know, that have different philosophies to bounce ideas off of, I certainly like that. But at the end of the day, for me, it comes out to, you know, good players are going to hit. And, you know, I thought this Brewers offense did really well. I mean, I talked about how they were, you know, between 700 and 800 OPS guys up and down the lineup. You know, that's really solid, but they didn't have that 900 OPS guy. You know, they didn't have the MVP Christian Yelich, and that's what really made the difference in this lineup. I mean, Willy Adames was that for, you know, a long stretch there until he got injured at the end of the year. And I think that really changed the whole dynamic of that offense when he kind of cooled off a little bit or he was hurt and out of the lineup there for a while. But they didn't have that big cog in the middle of the order, and I really think that just makes a huge difference. So, you know, again, having a hitting coach, you know, that can reach the players, like you said, is more of just kind of that size, you know, somebody to help give that insight, you know, be somebody that helps them mentally, I think is important. But at the end of the day, for me, it comes down to the players, but a lot of the times it's the coaches who are going to take the blame here. And I think that's a little bit of what we saw with Andy Haynes. That'll do it for this episode of Locked On Brewers. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at Locked On Brewers. You can follow me at Shortstop Ball and Vinny at Vinny Rattino. Also, make sure that you rate, review, and subscribe to the Locked On Brewers podcast, wherever you get your podcast, and we will talk to you next time.
You are Locked On Brewers, your daily Milwaukee Brewers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.